Hello, Inga's Nation. Welcome to the CrossFit Inga's podcast. Our podcast is aimed at highlighting the benefits of CrossFit, the value of a healthy lifestyle through exercise and nutrition, and promoting the Inga's Nation. Here are your hosts, Renee Grady and Andrew Perpich.
Hello, Renee.
Hello, Andrew, and hello, Inga's Nation. You are listening to episode 40 of the CrossFit Inga's podcast, and today we have a very special guest. Welcome, Sam Knoll, to the podcast.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome, Sam. First, we're going to do some shout-outs.
Yes.
And a couple announcements.
Yes.
So you got first?
Yep. So my first shout-out goes out to Nicole Tremont, who has been putting in a lot of hard work in the gym. She's been staying after class to do some accessory work, to help build some strength. And just yesterday, she actually PR'd her power clean. So go
100 pounds, triple digits, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. She hit that hundo.
Good job, Nicole.
Good stuff. What do you got? You've got a little list over there.
Yeah, so we wanted to shout out all the new babies.
Lots of babies.
Yeah, over the holidays, we had three couples have kids. So Sarah and Mike, my sister.
Uncle Andrew.
That's right, yeah. Yeah. So they had Michael Thomas. Mm-hmm. So congrats to them. Kevin and Kathy. Mm-hmm. They were not the first to go. They were the middle, actually, right?
So no, they were the first.
Before Adrian and
yes.
Dina? Okay.
Yes,
they so were the first. Kevin yes. and Kathy. Matthew.
Yes.
Matty Maz. His initials are MMM. Do you notice that?
I didn't take note of that.
Yeah.
I like it.
Matthew Min, I think. Mazzarella. Yeah.
That's good.
And then Adrian and Dina.
Yes.
Silas.
Silas John Santos.
Which is such a cool name.
That's a really cool name.
Yeah. All boys.
Yep.
All boys.
And they'll all like pretty much be going to school with each other because they all kind of live in the same area if they all stay over there.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And then we also wanted to give a shout out to Jamie and Lauren who are expecting.
Yeah.
So congrats to
Super
them.
Super exciting. Good stuff.
All right. Moving on.
I just want to give a big shout out to all of our Nutrition Challenge participants. We're closing in on the end of week one. Five more weeks to go, and everybody's been doing a really great job, so keep up the great work. We're here for you if you need it, but yeah, good stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
So in terms of announcements, we wanted to chat just briefly about the Throwdown, mm-hmm. which is coming up. So that is going to happen on Saturday, February 8th.
Yep.
It's the weekend after the Super Bowl. At this point, we've announced two of the workouts
yes.
at the time of this recording. So make sure to get your team signed up, find a partner, get signed up. If you're having issues finding a partner, if you don't know, you know, if someone, let us know and yep. we'll find you someone. In order to get the t-shirt, you have to be signed up by Sunday, February 2nd.
So Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday, which is like basically a week before.
Cool.
So make sure you get your teams and get signed up by the 2nd to get the shirt.
Yep.
It's going to be super fun.
It's going to be so fun.
We've got
Nerf guns.
I'm excited about that one.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
So we're going to announce the third workout very soon. Mm-hmm. Maybe by the time this comes out,
right.
it might have already been announced. But it's going to be a squat clean ladder with...
So fun.
Double unders and squat cleans, so increasing weight on the barbell mm-hmm. and increasing reps on the double unders. So I wanted to talk a little bit about this one because I know when it comes out, people are going to be like kind of questioning like whether I should go RX or not
right.
because of the weight of the bar. So the intention of this workout, it's meant to be like the heavier one, right?
Right.
Of the three,
the strength, if you will.
Yep. So the intention is not necessarily to have everyone finish. Mm-hmm. So there will be a time cap, mm-hmm. and the time cap will be set such that it's going to be challenging to get through the whole thing, right? So
right.
maybe the kind of like upper echelon of the team, some of them will finish,
mm-hmm.
but I think the majority of teams will not finish, and that's okay.
Right.
So the weight on the barbell, I think the third weight. For the guys, it's 185. For mm-hmm. girls, it's 115.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth barbell is 205, 125.
Yep.
So I think you know, you I guess if I was going to give people suggestions, it'd be like the third barbell, you should feel, it should be decently heavy, but you should feel relatively confident cleaning that weight.
Right.
And then the fourth barbell, maybe that's like approaching your PR.
Right.
And if that's where it's at, then that's totally fine. If that's where you guys get stuck, then that's okay. It's not necessarily meant to be finished by everyone.
And maybe you get to that bar and you hit a PR.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Right? Like
yeah.
the adrenaline and the pump from the whole competition is different than going into your everyday workout. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you have a partner who maybe, you know, is a bit stronger, like that's okay. Like they can share more of that burden on the barbell.
Cool.
So it doesn't have to be split even. I think we're going to have like a minimum work requirement on the barbell, mm-hmm. but it'll be, you know, to the point where like as long as they're getting the reps in on the lighter bar, then you'll be fine. Like once you get to the heavier weight, if one person wants to do them all, then, you know, they can do that.
Cool.
So yeah. And if you have any questions about the workouts, once they're all out, let us know. We're trying to make them like, you know, as accommodating as possible so that we can get as many people as we can doing it RX. And obviously there will be scaled options as well.
Awesome.
So get signed up.
Get signed up.
All right.
Sam needs a partner and she can crush that workout.
We've got a couple potential suitors lined up. So.
Yeah. If you guys need partners and you're not sure, please reach out to us. I feel like I've been kind of playing matchmaker lately.
Yeah.
Yes.
As has Duffy and some other people.
Shocking.
Yeah. All right. Should we get into it?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, welcome, Sam.
Thank you.
So this kind of, tell us how this came about, right? Like, we were at the holiday party.
Yep. So we're at the holiday party doing the white elephant present
swap.
Yep. And I actually ended up picking with a really later number, so most of the presents were already announced, and so the podcast had hopped around to a couple of people already, and I went and stole it as the last person to steal it.
Winner.
Winner, yes.
And I think you took it, you took it kind of with the intention to give it to Mary, right?
I did, at the end of the day.
Because she wanted it so badly.
That is so sweet.
I went and I offered it to her, and she said thank you, but she was going to come on the podcast another time.
we'll definitely get Mary.
We'll make that happen.
She's been wanting to do that for a while, so.
This is cool.
All right,
so Sam, tell us a little bit about your backstory, where you're from originally, what kind of brought you here to the area, what do you do outside of Angus?
Yeah, so I kind of was born and raised all over Connecticut. I moved around a lot, but I always remained in Connecticut, so that's fun. What brought me down here to the Groton area was my job and my husband, who also lives down here. So I moved down here in 2015, and I haven't left, and I'm really happy to be here. Outside of Angus, well, for one, I travel to Disney World. That's
you love Disney.
I do.
So I want. Where did that that like obsession come from? Where did that the love of Disney?
I went a lot when I was a kid. My parents would take me, and I guess that this is gonna sound super deep, but I guess I kind of lacked that imagination as a child that I kind of unlocked once I grew up, and now going to Disney makes me feel like the world is a lot less stressful and a lot more fun than it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that answer.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's so great. What do you do for work? Tell us about that.
I have an electrical engineering degree, but I work in software and cybersecurity. So I'm on a computer all day, really.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Making sure that data is secure.
Where did you go to school?
I went to UConn and Storrs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've really been Connecticut.
I've been in Connecticut my whole life. Yes.
So tell us one thing that people may not know about you. We know you love Disney,
yes.
right?
Like, I was a certified archery instructor, and I actually own 3 bows.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
You're like Katniss Everdeen. That's
yes.
so cool.
So I really love archery.
You still shoot and everything?
On occasion, but I don't really make it out to a range at all.
So was it, was the, like, do you just, like, like target practice, or did you ever bow hunt?
No, just target practice for me. I was a camp counselor for a couple years, and they approached me to be this archery instructor, and so I I took it on, but it was during the Hunger Games like swell.
That's so cool.
And so everyone wanted to do archery, so I was the coolest archery instructor, of course. And it kind of made me love it because you have to be accurate and calm. And yeah, it was a lot of fun to teach kids that.
That's really cool.
That's definitely something I did not know.
No idea. That's awesome.
All right, so how did you find CrossFit, and what brought you specifically to CrossFit Ingus?
Well, I found CrossFit by finding fake CrossFit. When I was at UConn, my last year of college, I decided I really needed to start getting healthy because I didn't treat myself very nicely during college. And these classes up at UConn, they were called X-Fit.
Okay.
And like CrossFit hadn't really gone mainstream for me yet. I hadn't heard of it. So these X-Fit classes, I did those and I was like, okay, this is cool. But there was no barbell. And then I started this thing called pack training. And it was like a group of girls. We did this twice a week and we worked on these functional fitness type movements. Mm-hmm. It was never the same. It wasn't just doing like cardio. Mm-hmm. So that made me fall in love with kind of the whole idea of using bodyweight fitness and dumbbells. And then I moved down here when I graduated and kind of Googled group fitness on the internet, and I found CrossFit Ingus, and I walked in one day and I didn't leave. Yeah.
That's cool. Did you was it love at first sight, or were you nervous?
Oh, I was petrified.
Yeah.
I've always been strong. My dad called me muscles when I was growing up. Not that I ever did anything to gain those muscles. I was the strong one in the house, and I walked in really intimidated by everyone being so fast and just so excited to work out. And I said, "How could I ever be this excited to work out?" And
But now you are.
I am very excited to work out. I see thrusters on the board. I'm like, yes.
Do you remember your first workout?
I don't remember the first workout, but I do remember the day I walked in. It was the weekend before Murph, and I don't remember who asked me, but someone asked me if I was going to do Murph, and I hadn't even done my fundamentals class yet, and I said no, and I didn't attend that day, the Murph the following Monday, but I did come back for fundamentals on Tuesday.
Nice.
So you kind of mentioned there was a little bit of hesitation. What was kind of like your expectation going in? Like, did you Google what CrossFit was like when we popped up on your search, or?
Nope.
I
have no idea. I just walked in and I hoped for the best.
Maybe that was best.
Yeah, probably. You don't have any like, you know, previous perceptions or.
Right.
Misconceptions or anything like that.
Yeah, I just knew I needed a fitness community to work with. I didn't want to be alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool.
That's good. Good stuff.
So what did life look like before Ingus? So like, were you athletic growing up, or you know, obviously you answered like the question about working out prior.
Right.
Did you play sports growing up?
I guess not really. When I was really young, mostly it was just me and my brothers and goofing off outside. We liked to take our bikes and jump off of ramps and put cans in the back tire to make it sound like a dirt bike. I was never like a sports kind of girl. Mm-hmm. I tried cheerleading once, and that was a really bad fail because I couldn't do a cartwheel, so they just stuck me as a base, and I threw people up in the air, and that was all I was good for, and I quit that. And I tried basketball freshman year of high school, and everyone was like, oh, you're destined for this. You're tall.
Yeah, yeah.
And while I do love basketball, because I love watching it still, I was never one to be very good at playing on a team. Mm-hmm. I could play out, and I could play around the world. But as soon as you put me out on that field or that court, I lost what I was supposed to be doing. It just wasn't for me. And so I just stopped from there. I swam, and then I became a little nerd in high school, and I stopped doing sports altogether.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say your biggest change is that you've noticed about yourself, whether it be mentally, physically, since you've started doing CrossFit?
Sure. I think the biggest change is definitely mentally. Mm-hmm. I learned that it's really important to take care of yourself. And not just saying, like, oh, I'm going to eat well, but, like, my physical and mental health is the most important thing that I can take care of in my life. And I don't know, that's what I think the noticeably changed about myself, mm-hmm. is that I cared more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool.
I love that answer too, because a lot of times people notice the physical first.
Yeah.
Right? But it is so important having that, just that mental growth and being very aware of that. I think that's cool.
Yeah, I think people from the outside looking in don't necessarily see that piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think all of us that have you know, gone through, whether it's CrossFit or some other type mm-hmm. of workout routine, and like, you know, making that change in their lives, like, know that that part's there.
Right.
And I think that's like the deeper part of it, right? Is that,
for sure.
that mental growth.
Yeah.
So you may not have been very athletic growing up, but
no.
but now you are. So you
yes.
I think most people know that you're pretty into the OCR, the obstacle course races.
Yes, big into Spartan races.
So which one came first? Was it CrossFit or OCR?
CrossFit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did do OCR once, but like when I was in college, my final year, and that was my first time I think ever running 3 miles before. But it wasn't really a run even. I walked it. But that's not what spiked my interest or sparked my passion for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you could say CrossFit really came first.
And so how did it transition into OCR? Like, what got you into doing the races?
I think, who was it that asked me to do my first one? In 2016, it was Alyssa and Ken and Stacy
oh, okay.
and Tyler and
yeah.
that crew.
I remember that.
Yeah. And we were like, hey, let's do this thing called a super in Massachusetts. And we were like, okay, yeah, we're super fit. We can do this. And so we did that one. And that's when I learned that there are different types of Spartan races, like lengths. And so we did another one. Me and Ken and Tyler, we did the Killington Beast just, I think, 2 months after, and we didn't know what we were in for. That is the hardest race in New England. And
it was your second one.
And it was our second one. And I think that's where I flew. That's that need to accomplish something that I didn't think I could do.
Mm-hmm.
That just keeps me going and wanting to do it again.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And now, like, so you and Adam and Twitch and Jess, you guys did quite a few races this past year.
Yeah, through the four of us, we probably did upwards of 40-plus races.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I did 12 Spartans and 3 half marathons this past year.
Wow.
So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
I remember one day you came in super excited because you had just finished your photo album of, like, all of your races, like, pictures from mm-hmm. the beginning to current.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty cool.
Yes, I spent a day gathering all the photos I could, because Spartan takes photos of you while you're racing when you're looking the most glorious. And so I put them all in a photo album because I really wanted to remember that I did these things.
Yeah.
And what kind of where you started from, too.
Yes.
That's super cool.
Do you have any big plans for next year for OCR?
this year? Yes.
I guess this year, 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's less races, so less quantity, but more distance. So I actually have my first ultra coming up in April, and that's going to be 30 miles.
Oh, my God.
Up and down mountains.
Oh, my goodness. I can't even imagine.
I can't either.
How long does something like that take?
Miles. It's going to take 10 to 12 hours.
Wow.
Last year, I did the Beast, which is only 13 of those miles. In 5 hours. So depending on the course, how they set it up this year, because it's the same venue, they can change the race course.
Mm-hmm.
It could take me up to 12 hours.
Where is that race?
It's in New Jersey. I'm not sure what the venue is called. I forget. But
wow.
Yeah.
30 miles. Oh, that's, my gosh.
That's impressive.
That is really impressive.
Yeah. Adam and Ed will be doing the Ultra in October in Dallas.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to do that one?
I'm not.
No.
No.
Wow.
Cool. That's super exciting.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Good luck. Let us know how it goes.
Send us pictures.
Yes. Okay, so we like to ask our guests that come on what their favorite CrossFit movement is and what their least favorite CrossFit movement is, but we like to try to guess that first.
Please do.
So because the way you lit up when you said thrusters, I'm going to guess that's your favorite.
I'm going to say anything squat.
Mm.
Squatting is your favorite.
I love squatting, yes. I particularly love back squatting.
Yeah.
But yeah, squatting, thrusters, anything that has to do with squats.
Squat cleans.
Yep, squat cleans. Yeah.
Wall balls.
We'll do it all day.
Cool. All right, least favorite. You go first, Andrew.
Do you have an answer for this one?
No.
No?
Well, I've got some things in my head, but...
So, I'm going to say handstand push-ups.
I was going to say toast to bar.
Okay, handstand push-ups are my second least favorite movement.
Okay, but, I was close.
But chest to bar is my least favorite movement.
Oh, okay.
I just haven't nailed that one yet. I can do one at a time, and that's it. And it's stuck in my head that I can't do more than one at a time, and it's my least favorite movement.
Allie said that was her least favorite too, right? I think
so.
That was one of hers?
Yeah.
I don't know many people who
like them?
Love chest to bar pull-ups.
Yeah. I think Matt Harwell would say he loved them.
Yeah, he is pretty good at them.
He's like better at chest to bars than he is at his regular pull-ups.
Which is strange.
So strange. But yet not very many. You're right. Cool.
All right, so do you have a favorite CrossFitting is moment? This can be inside the gym or outside the gym.
Yeah, I have one definitely. So Open 2017, I think. It was 17.5, and if we all remember that, it was the workout with the double unders and the thrusters for 10 rounds.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes, yep. That was fun.
Yes, so it wasn't the workout that I found as my favorite moment, no. It was Kate being my judge for that Open, for that particular WOD, because I needed to do really well. Personally, I just felt like I had to push myself and I couldn't breathe, but Kate was there in my face telling me that I could do this.
Yeah.
And that's probably my favorite Inga's moment, because I just, in that moment, I really needed the support, and she was there telling me that she was supporting me. So definitely my favorite.
Kate is very good for getting in your face.
Yes. She's probably one of my favorite judges to have during Open workouts. No offense.
No, that's fine. That's fine. She knows, like, when to push and when not to.
Yeah.
Like, she has that sense of, like, when she can push you to get a little more.
Right. Yeah. No, totally.
You know, Carl. Do you remember Carl?
Yes.
Harding?
Yep.
He was the same way. He used to love having Kate as a judge.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. Because she would get on him, and she would not let him rest.
That's awesome. And you got through it.
I did.
You finished.
Yes. So, favorite Inga's moment, definitely.
Cool.
Okay, so if you could dispel one myth, and there's lots of myths, right, about mm-hmm. CrossFit, if you could dispel one of them, what would it be?
So it was difficult to choose, because the first one I'm thinking in, like, a you're not going to get hurt unless you're trying to get hurt sort of thing. So, mm-hmm. like, a myth is CrossFit injures people, and it's dangerous. And I think it's only dangerous if you come in and you start misusing the equipment
mm-hmm.
or if you're not listening to the coaches or you lack the fundamentals to perform successfully.
Right.
So mm-hmm. I don't think that CrossFit is dangerous. It can be if you're doing it the wrong way.
As can so many
can
other things.
Anything.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
So I don't like that it's attached to CrossFit.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
My other one was that... we're constantly battled with the, you're going to get bulky because you're lifting weights.
Mm, yep. Another good one.
That one's grinded my gears since I walked in to any gym, actually,
yeah.
that mm-hmm. girls can't lift weights. And I think it's definitely gotten better.
Yeah.
Nowadays, 2020,
yeah.
girls can lift weights, which is awesome. But the idea that, aren't you going to look like a man? That is such a myth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's as if, like, as soon as you pick up a barbell, you're going to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger or mm-hmm. something.
Yeah.
Like, no.
It's okay to be strong.
Yeah.
It's awesome to be strong.
We love that.
It is awesome to be strong. Okay. So, next question. So, what is one thing that you're most proud of accomplishing in 2019? And it can be gym-related or otherwise.
Sure. I think I was struggling for a bit, and probably in 2016 to 17, with not being able to eat enough. And so I kind of went through 2018 kind of eating, and then last year I learned how to eat without feeling guilty about what I was eating.
Mm-hmm.
And again, with that mental growth of being here,
mm-hmm.
I learned that it's okay to eat whatever you want to eat, as long as you're eating a good amount of it, like not a plate of chocolate or not a tub of ice cream. So I learned to eat without guilt last year.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So now kind of going into 2020, right? Do you have any goals that you're working towards? Again, this can be like in the gym or outside of the gym.
Yeah, definitely short term. I'm going to hit that 200-pound front squat. I am feeling it.
Yeah, you are.
I have been working towards that for a while. So all strength related, I think, right now in terms of the gym. Okay. I know lots of running coming up, but the barbell is where my heart is. So
where are you at in the front squat?
I am at 195, but this past Monday or Tuesday, whatever day it was, I hit 185 for that double pause front squat. Yep. So
you've got it.
I'm feeling really strong.
You've got it. It'll be there before you know it.
Yep.
Nice. All right, so this is our last question. What would you say to someone who is thinking about starting CrossFit?
I would tell them to walk in and talk to anyone that they think has a friendly face. You come into the community and you're nervous. You're nervous not only because the CrossFit is brand new to you, or you might not feel like you're fit enough, or it's just scary, but just talk to someone because the community here is friendly and they want to encourage you to be a better you, no matter what. Yeah.
It's perfect.
Great answer.
I love it.
Great answer.
Well, thank you for coming on.
Yes, this was so fun.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. I'm glad that you got the ticket at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. It worked out.
Yeah. Sure did.
Good stuff.
All right, let's wrap it up for today.
Alrighty, we will see you in a couple weeks for another episode of the CrossFit Ingas podcast. Thanks for listening.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.